Dr. Rahman, welcome to Anikoscopy.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Rahman has been awarded an IFC Roche Scholarship. He is from Nigeria and he's going to share with us about some information about this scholarship. Our first question, Dr. Rahman, is how did you know about the IFC Roche Scholarship?
Basically, I wasn't aware of the scholarship at all. It was one of my teachers, Dr. Nebel Charles Davis, who happens to be Nigerian representative in ISCC, that informed me about it. I'm a member of Association of Clinical Chemists of Nigeria, so she thought I should be informed. So when I got informed about it, I submitted an abstract and an application form, which I submitted through her to ISCC.
And what did the scholarship consist of?
The scholarship covered my travel ticket and my accommodation right in Bali, Indonesia. A four-night accommodation and an economy travel to Bali, Indonesia.
And what is your field of research, Dr. Rahman?
I'm running a PhD program in chemical pathology presently, but my special area of interest is immunology. So my interest has always been in immunology, and presently I'm working on the impact of some Nigerian diets on inflammation in Nigerians with metabolic syndrome. I'm at the concluding stage of the program now.
And how was your presentation in the ISCC Roche Scholarship or in this Congress? What is the Congress you attended?
Actually, the Congress I attended was actually my first international Congress that I ever attended. I've attended some local conferences in Nigeria where I presented some more, but it was this scholarship that gave me the first opportunity to leave the shore of this country to attend such a huge Congress. The work I presented there actually was not part of my PhD, but another work that I collaborated in. We determined the serum levels of C-reactive C-reactive protein and cortisol in different severity groups of sickle cell anemia. What we're actually trying to do was to find out if we could get some stress biomarkers or some biomarkers that could be used to stratify sickle cell anemia subjects into various degree of severity, possibly mild, moderate, or severe. And that was what I presented over there.
And Dr. Rahman, who would you invite to apply for the scholarship?
Basically, I would like to invite everybody that is involved in clinical chemistry, especially the younger ones, because I never knew such opportunity exists, not until when I was informed about it. So it was an eye-opener for me. It was a privilege. It was an avenue for me to meet with people that I've always seen. Let me use the word in pictures. So I had the opportunity of meeting Professor Josley Hing, Professor Morris, Professor and the ISCC president, and some wonderful staff from ISCC office, and even Professor Leslie Lai. They were wonderful people, and I had fruitful interaction with them. So basically, I would like to invite every young clinical chemist to be on the lookout for any opening of such scholarship in the future.
And could you please tell us a little something about your scientific life in Nigeria? What do you do there?
Basically, I'm a postgraduate student, but I work as a research assistant with one of our teachers, Dr. K.S. Akinlade, who is an endocrinologist and is in metabolic research unit of the University of Ibadan, Nigeria, University College Hospital, so Ibadan too. So basically, research in Nigeria has always been, has always been in and out. I use the word because some marvelous work have been done in the country in the past, but due to some policies that have not been favorable, there has been reduced funding, which has hindered recent development. But with the turning of events in Nigeria coming into democracy, there has been some light at the end of the tunnel somehow, as there is now increasing funds into the education sector. Now we have some facilities that naturally we didn't have before, and sometimes ago students will have to run from room to room just to make sure that they carry out some research. But nowadays, some facilities are being provided, and now there is rebirth of research aspect in Nigeria.
So you're working in Nigeria nowadays?
Yes, I'm in Nigeria, University of Ibadan.
All right. Is there any final comment you would like to make?
What I would have just said is, if IFCC possibly could make the scholarship available for more than one person from a country. For example, I was the only Nigerian. I had some friends from India, Nepal, and a couple of people from. Some people from Kenya, then Zambia. So, for example, in Nigeria, if not because of the presence of Dr. Charles Davis, I wouldn't have known about it. So the awareness is a bit low, and I would implore IFCC to try, if possible, to make the grant or the scholarship for so many people in the future, such that 1, 2, 3 could attend such conferences. It's an eye-opener, and there are a lot of benefits inherent in it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate this interview.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.